delighted to see sitting here in front of me in our studio in Tralee. I have got the 2025 Rose of Tralee, Caitlin Cummins, the Leash Rose, now the Rose of Tralee. Caitlin, good morning to you. And thanks so much for coming in, first of all, this morning, and congratulations. How does it feel this morning on very little sleep, I'd imagine, being the Rose of Tralee for 2025?
I don't think it feels real, to be honest. I don't think I fully comprehended that I am actually, in fact, the 2025 Rose of Tralee. I still think I'm Caitlin Cummins from the little village of Ballyuskill. It genuinely does not feel real. I think it'll hit in the next few days, but I'm just so excited to be taking all this in and the one experience, and yeah.
Yeah, I can hear your phone buzzing there furiously as millions of messages. I'd say you haven't even had a chance to get back to anybody yet. What was that moment like? You look genuinely stunned. I don't think I've ever seen a rose more shocked in that moment afterwards.
I just completely was not expecting. I suppose it's kind of the same as my leash selection night. I was not expecting to be selected at that either, because I mainly went for the experience just to gain more girlfriends. And then I got selected to go down to Tralee. And then when I was in Tralee, I just had a good time really getting to know the girls. And it's safe to say, and I think the chaperones would agree, that I was completely myself the entire tour. Yeah, it's just a whirlwind, really. I just really did not expect to be selected as well. And, you know, being so young as well, with the range of different ages and the amazing girls that are part of my class as well this year. It's just been amazing.
Was that the biggest element of it for you? I suppose that element of meeting, you know, 31 other roses and getting to know them in this, I won't say a pressurized situation, but, you know, the very extraordinary thing that you were all going through together. The tour, the Tralee, the parades and the televised
event. I think it's been, I was very nervous, I would definitely say, to start with, but it's been absolutely incredible getting to know each and every one of the girls, some more than others, and more friendships and memories blossomed that will definitely last for life. And it's just been amazing. I was so nervous going down. I was like, oh my God, how am I going to get on with 30 other girls?
Yeah.
But I don't spend every day with girls. But it has been absolutely incredible. I wouldn't change it for the world. The girls have been absolutely incredible. So encouraging, so supportive. It's just been amazing.
You seem to get on great with Tina O'Leary, the Wexford Rose. Was that the Mockra connection?
It was indeed. Yeah, I think we got on really, really well from knowing each other beforehand. I was at her selection night when she got selected, and I was kind of always cheering her on that night from the very, very start. And then when she got selected, I was just beyond over the moon. Mm. I was absolutely delighted for her. And then just seeing each other at one or two different events leading up to Tralee, we just had a great laugh, you know, and we both know that we can jive. And I think the second we hit tour, I was kind of like, we need to get a good jive in somewhere.
Yes.
So when we had the Knightsbrook Rose Ball meet on Monday night, I said to her, I was like, we need to have a good jive. The Way I Am by the Tumbling Paddies was on.
Oh, yes.
And she was like, come on, so we get up. And we just had a ball, so we did.
Yeah, great crack. And was that a help for you going into this, being part of Mockra, the social side of farming, that element of meeting people and going to events and, you know, that side of it?
I would definitely say so. I'm chairperson of the North Kilkenny Mockra Club, and it's been so interesting getting to know so many other people from so many other different counties. Mm. I also knew one of the Rose Escorts, Mark Reardon, from yes. Ken Mayer,
yeah.
as well. He's part of the Mockra
Mr.
as well.
Mr. Personality 2024.
Yes, exactly. And so I knew him as well. So it's amazing how many people you know from Mockra
yeah.
coming into this festival. It's absolutely incredible. But the connections you make in Mockra are absolutely insane. All the different competitions and the talents and everything that's involved with it are yeah. absolutely incredible.
Yeah, absolutely huge. And that's a big element of it as well, as but that social side of it, which would help you socially this week as well. When it came to, I suppose, that element of it, you had a good chat on stage with Catherine, I know, about coming from a dairy farm and that kind of background. Is that what kind of, I know you love the outdoors as well, but is that what focused your attention especially and the career you've chosen? You're an electrician apprentice.
I think it definitely shaped me into being who I am today. I would have always milked the cows, fed the calves, covered the silage pit, dosed animals with my dad growing up, along with my brother and my sister. And I suppose when I was in TY, I just kind of like, I really don't want to go to college. Like, I couldn't see myself studying for 4 years. And
you just didn't see it as a path for you.
No, definitely not. I found the junior side, even though I was in the COVID year, I definitely would have found it a struggle to even study for that at such a young age. And then I think as I would have got older, I think it would have been progressed to being worse. So I wanted to save myself the stress as well and find something else that was an alternative route that worked for me.
Yeah.
And the apprenticeship.
So how did you start on that road then?
So it took me about 4 months to find a job after my leaving cert.
Was that hard, kind of watching friends go off to college and think, you know, or were you sure of your decision?
I was fairly sure of my decision. I got an offer to go down to UL to study business and I deferred it for the year.
Right.
And I said, I really want to stick this out and I really want to try and get an apprenticeship. See what it's like for the year, and if it doesn't work out, I go to college and do business.
Yeah.
But I eventually found an apprenticeship back in October and it's just been incredible ever since. It took me a good while to find a job now, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
Some companies were fairly much like, oh, she wouldn't be able for it, or this is tough work.
Yeah.
Or
they would have had that traditional view that you have to be a man, strong physically, and be able to do that sort of element of it, and wondering, would they be taking a chance on you being a woman?
Yeah, I think that's definitely an aspect for some businesses, thinking that like women wouldn't be able to handle it, or the work is too dirty, or it's too messy. But they need to give us a chance, you know what I mean? They really, really need to give women a chance to show that we're all equal and that we can do what men can do as well. And we shouldn't have to try and prove that. It should just be already a nature that's
either you can do the job as a person, whether you're a man or a woman, or you can't. That's
exactly
pretty much it.
Exactly.
Okay, so Alpha Drives Limited. So that's where you're working in Port Laois.
Yeah.
What was the reaction when you went for the roles from them and you got selected for Laois? Were they delighted? Obviously they were.
So I was in college actually up in the LOETB up in Dunamore at the time when I decided to go for the Laois Rose.
Yes.
And so I went into my boss kind of just around the Christmas time. I just texted him and I was like, can I call in for a quick chat? He definitely thought I was quitting my job because that's like the most insane text message I say to get. And I just asked him, would you sponsor me for the Laois Rose? And he was like, oh yeah, I'd love to. That's absolutely no problem. And I was like, brilliant. So then one of the lads then came to my selection night and he was absolutely incredible. Getting to see one of the lads kind of watch me kind of in my element sort of. And then I went back to work. But the lads are so interested in it. They ask so many questions and they're really, really supportive, really, really encouraging, and but slightly also taking the piss at the same time. Do you know what I mean? They're lads. They're lads is what they do. They're not all nice. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I don't know what it's going to be like when I go back to work.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah, yeah. Brilliant stuff. And look, that's great. But you started out in the ETV in Laois, and was there a good pathway there? There's loads of, because it's one of the things we've covered in the programme several times, is that there are so many options out there that people can go on. You can study work, you get paid straight away. It's really attractive for a lot of people, because for a while there was a thought that if you haven't gone to college, you somehow failed, which just isn't the case.
Yeah, I definitely do agree that there is a stigma around college that like if you don't go, you failed in life, which I think is really, really upsetting. And it was definitely a thought I had in my mind going through secondary school as well, that like if I didn't go to college, I was never going to be successful at life.
Yeah.
But somehow, doing my work experience with the local electrician, JJ, it completely changed my perspective of it. And I was just so delighted to be able to have the opportunity to do that. And I think so many other young people that are in secondary school need to be given that chance to take the different paths, be taught about the different paths and learn that there is so many different ways.
It's just a skill, just as technical as going to study to be a surgeon or whatever. And there's a massive shortage, which is part of the problem out there at the moment. We're trying to build houses to get plumbers, electricians and the trades going again.
Yeah, but even there is so many apprenticeships out there today that are not just trades. We have hairdressing, we have insurance and business. We have so many different types of apprenticeships that people are not aware of yet.
Yeah.
But if you go on to generationsapprenticeships.ie, you'll see every single different type of apprenticeship that there is available in Ireland.
Yeah, yeah, brilliant. Caitlin, stay with us. We're going to talk a bit more for another couple of minutes. We have someone to talk to as well, and we will talk about maybe the year ahead and a few things like that. If you have any views on the Rose of Tralee, on Caitlin, get in touch with us in the programme this morning. We'll have more with her after we take these. Yeah, keep your comments, views and opinions coming into us on the programme this morning. Lots of those coming in. We'll get to those in a moment. But we have Caitlin Cummins, who is the 2025 Rosa Tralee in studio with us here in Radio Kerry, and absolutely delighted with her win last night. And Caitlin, you have the headphones on because we have a guest on the line to speak to us this morning, and his name is John Dwan. He's the Managing Director of Alpha Drives and Switchgear in Portlaoise. John, good morning to you.
How you doing? Congratulations, Caitlin.
Yeah, indeed. What do you want to say to her this morning, John?
Oh no, congrats, Caitlin. Well deserved.
Thank you so
much. Hard work put into it. So yeah, no, fair play to you. So
thank you. We're
delighted here. So I'd say you're fairly tired this morning after all the celebrations last night.
Not much sleep has gotten out last night, to be fairly honest.
John, tell me about Alpha Drives and Switchgear, the kind of company it is, and that you employ people. Obviously, you employ Caitlin as well through her work as an electrician apprentice.
Yeah, look, we manufacture control panels for manufacturing industry. You know, if you're a chemical, pharmaceutical, mining, quarrying, water, wastewater, all those industries, they need control. So we manufacture the panels that allow that control. Then there's we design the panels, we build them here with that respective switchgear for the control of the panels.
Yeah.
So Caitlin works in our workshop where we assemble the panels. So she's an apprentice electrician. So
And is it something that you need, John? Like the talking about Caitlin, who she is, the job she's chosen for herself, the need for apprentices out there. It's a good message to get out there, is it, from your perspective?
Well, in our industry, we're fortunate because every job we do is practically different. There's no two jobs the same. So there's a good variety of work in our industry. So like I said, you could be working in different industries, whether it's mining, quarry, chemical, pharmaceutical, water, wastewater. All these industries, you know, they require panels from ourselves or our competitors, and all these panels tend to be different. So that's why it's a nice, every week or every month there's a nice change of scenery in the panel shop. There's different panels. So if you're interested in electrical work or engineering work, it can be challenging. It's not the same thing day in, day out.
Yeah.
Every day represents a challenge of something different at least.
Yeah.
So for an apprentice, for an electrician, for someone aspiring to work in the electrical industry, it's a really good start. And then they can grow from there. If you're looking to progress into engineering, it's a really good foundation to get into, you know, to expand your horizon in electrical at least.
John, are you expecting...
It's not too stressful. Like I said, no. If you're competent within your own ability, this is a really good starting point.
Yeah, yeah, brilliant. John, are you expecting you're back to work next Monday morning in the sash?
We thought you're back tomorrow morning. you can't hold on to Ring Kerry for that long.
Well, listen, John, that's brilliant. Caitlin, listen, I know you got great support from the company and everything like that. And it is a kind of a job out there that's worth doing, worth getting into and worth going down the road to do. And you must be delighted with that.
I am, most definitely. I have a great time in work every day, and the lads are just so incredible and so supportive, and John himself as well. It's just an honour to be able to work there and just have the support and encouragement from everybody.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. John, you'll have to put a big picture of her up now, a big poster of her up outside the company.
Definitely, definitely. So we're getting great feedback so far, great text messages and media messages in from customers. So yeah, sure. Caitlin has been a great ambassador for girls in electrical apprenticeships. So hopefully it continues. Correct, Jack. Because more girls should be encouraged into the industry. That's for sure.
Yeah, brilliant, John. Thanks so much for talking to us on the program this morning and giving us your time. That's John Dwan there, MD of Alpha Drives and Switchgear in Portlaoise, where Caitlin works. And Caitlin, were there other women in your course? Or were you the only one, or was there a couple, or how does that work?
So I had a class of 12. There was 11 lads and myself.
Okay.
But the lads were so, so good to me. They treated me like I was one of the lads. In some ways good, in some ways bad, you know.
Yeah.
That sort of way the lads go on at that age. But no, I got on great with all the lads. They were so, so good to me, and they helped me in any way that I need. And I helped them too, do you know what I mean? So it was great crack.
Okay, tell me, you can take off your headphones now if you want. Tell me, what about the year to come? Have you had a chance to think about what it means for you being the Rose of Tralee for 2025?
It means so, so much to me and my family as well. I honestly don't know how long it's going to take us to get over the fact that this is actually reality, but I don't really have any plans yet. It's kind of only happened in the last 24 hours, so I'm going to try and take a few days, trying to kind of catch my breath, enjoy myself in the moment, and just kind of relax and
just what was it like it. Meeting your family briefly last night afterwards, your mum and your dad? And
it was so overwhelming, but at the same time it was so, so nice. It was such a comfort. I hugged my mom straight away, first of all, because she has been incredible this entire journey, taking me everywhere I needed to be taken, or like she dropped things to places, collected things, took me to appointments, whatever she wanted. She wanted to be involved in every way possible. And then my granny Mary, who has been through this journey with us all, seen me try on every dress, gave her opinion whether it was wanted or not, and has just been absolutely incredible and has loved this entire experience as well, which I'm so happy to have been able to share with her. And then my dad, who was first of all the person who pushed me to go for Leash Rose in the first place, he was like, "You've always wanted to do this, why didn't you just go for it?" And I was like, "I'm so young, like there's definitely no way, like not a chance." And he was like, "Just do it, like live life while you can, like, and just do all the experiences while you can while you're young." Like, and
that was
look
the
at me
support
now.
You needed. Yeah, here you are, Rose of Tralee 2025. Did he enjoy the week? They must have loved it being in Tralee.
Oh, I absolutely loved it. I, as you can probably tell, my voice is gone. I've been singing and shouting and screaming and roaring and talking all week. We've had such an incredible week. I've loved every second of it. We went to Emerald Park on the first day, then we had our Rose Ball Tour ball on the second night, and then we just had so much fun.
Yeah.
And the bonds, the friendships are just everything to me. So they are, I'm so, so excited to go out and meet them now later on and just stay going with it all. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. The adventure continues. Well, we've lots of comments coming in here. Tralee Carter says her 11-year-old niece had no interest in the Rose of Tralee until she met Caitlin on the streets of Tralee and had a chat with her. Carter said her niece talked about Caitlin for over an hour afterwards and kept saying, "Caitlin is cool. It's a family tradition. A place to bet on the roses, to place a bet on the roses. So we bet €20 on Leash. And last night, her niece shouted, 'I told you Caitlin's a winner. I want to be a mechanic like Dad. And now I know I can be.'" That's a lovely message, isn't it?
That is so, so sweet. And it makes me really, really happy and making me beam from ear to ear here. No, that's absolutely lovely. So it is.
Thank you, Caitlin, for bringing joy and belief to an 11-year-old. Our family wish you a lifetime of adventures and happiness. Congratulations, Caitlin. You're a credit to your parents and family and to all young girls growing up. You've given the Rose of Tralee a huge boost. That comes in from a Milltown listener this morning. The new Rose is a breath of fresh air. Some people look down on apprenticeships and PLC courses. College is not for everyone. I know a lot of young people who went to college were very stressed and didn't really enjoy the experience. A listener says, "Caitlin sounds like a very mature Rose for her age and a great jiver. All the Rose dresses in Caitlin, Catherine Thomas's were very elegant. A great week for Tralee," says a listener. And Caitlin, what a beautiful choice. Jerry, that comes in from Margaret, goes on to say, "It's been an excellent festival overall, the parade, the selection and everything else like that." So that's just some of the comments that are coming in this morning in relation to it. So look, you're on with the adventure now. You'll obviously work out what's going to happen, and you'll be on doing media announcements and all of that. I know you probably want to say something about the Leash selection committee as well and all the help that they've given you.
Yes, so my selection, the girls that I also went with, my other 16 Roses, my Leash Rose sisters, they were so, so supportive. They started texting me there in the last few days, just wishing me luck for my two stage nights, which I am so, so grateful for. And it just reminds you that this experience teaches you so much, but you never leave anyone behind. You're always pushing somebody on and encouraging them and supporting them. But my coordinator, Lynn Maloney, and Steve Conley have been absolutely amazing to me since I've been selected on the 18th of April. They have been absolutely so supportive and there for me in ways I can't even tell people, because it's just been absolutely incredible. But they've been so supportive.
Yeah, and people don't, I suppose, until you're in it and you see the behind the scenes stuff is just incredible. The logistics of it all, the week, the event, the travel, the buses, the drivers, the volunteers, all of that, the festival side of things.
You really can't explain it. The entire 10 days, you can't explain it to anybody how incredible it is. You're waking up early every morning and you're going to sleep late at night. But the memories you make in between are so, so bloody worth it. So they are incredible. You're waking up early in the morning. Oh my God. But you're like, but I'm doing this today. I'm doing this today. I'm doing this. And I did this last night. Absolutely incredible. You're just enjoying every second of it. And you're like, oh, I get to sit beside this person on the bus today. Great. I didn't get to talk to them that much today. And it's just so, so nice. And everybody is so supportive, so encouraging and so happy. Which is absolutely incredible.
Yeah, that's a fair point. It is a positive. A lot of people, you know, there'll always be views every year about the roles of Tralee and its position in life. There's been obviously a concentration on what it says about women and Irish women as well. It kind of tends to be as well, though, maybe a bit of an antidote to all the other things that are going on in the world that people worry about, whether it's the cost of living, whether it's international wars, all of those. That can kind of get on top of you from a media point of view anyway, from what gets coverage, what attracts coverage as well, because, you know, bad news tends to sell. The Rose of Tralee, it's just an overwhelmingly positive thing, an experience, and you get to be part of that, so that must be something that you really enjoyed.
Oh, most definitely. I don't think there's anything quite like it. I don't think there's any other festival or even any other celebration around the world that really, really celebrates women like the Rose of Tralee International Festival does. There is just an immense amount of support from everybody, chaperones to escorts to judges even. So, so supportive to everybody. And there's always an immense amount of joy within everybody. No matter what way you're feeling that day, there'll always be a smile on somebody's face that day. So they will, no matter what the circumstances are.
Yeah, which is a positive thing in the world we're living in at the moment. Just listening to Caitlin, says another listener, I have two small daughters and I've always been one to encourage anyone, but especially women, to go for what they want. She's an amazing inspiration. Hopefully she enjoys her year as the Kerry Rose. We need more Caitlins to lead the way, says this listener. And Jerry, that's one listener saying that we need more of you, Caitlin. Well, listen, look, we're out of time, but thanks so much for talking to me on the programme, and good luck with the frenetic day ahead and the days ahead, and no doubt we'll talk to you during the year, but congratulations again.
Thank you so much for having me in today.
Okay, brilliant stuff. That's Caitlin Cummins there, the Laoise Rose, who's from Kilkenny. She's the first Laoise Rose to win the Rose of Tralee. She's Rose of Tralee for 2025. If you have a view on her, on how it went last night, how the festival went in general, we'd love to hear your views on the programme this morning. Lots more to get to along those lines on Kerry Today.